between Yaakov and Sorishal Esav, and they were fighting all night, and at the end he wasn't able to overcome Yaakov, and he just was able to be negin the Kavir of Yaakov, and because of that we're not ready to get a nash. So just to me go through a little the Indian of the Isser of the Achilas Gira Nasha. So the Das came by Tosis and others bring down different mahalachim. They say one mahalach he wants to say is that it was like an oinish that the Bnei Yisrael let Yaakov go into a mukav sarkana by himself, and because of that he got into this whole fight with Sarishal Esav, and the Sarishal Esav harmed Yaakov as an oinish that the Klai Yisrael is not allowed to eat this. Where the Rosh says it, this Meichel Yafe apparently tastes good, and because of that we lost this achila the Gira Nasha as an oinish that we did not accompany Yaakov and didn't do the mitzvah of Levoya properly. He brings another mahalach that the Isra is to remember the nace that Yaakov Avinu was saved. You know, Sarishal Esav was here to kill Yaakov Avinu, and he was trying to do it the whole night. And Lamaisa, he wasn't able to imapple him, and he was only able to end just to hit the Gira Nasha. To remember that nace, how Yaakov Avinu was saved, we have the Isra Achilas Gira Nasha with theirs. So Ramesha makes an interesting ha'ara, is that usually when we're trying to remember a nace, it's done a day akumva asay. It's not done a day sheva tasa. She wants to know what's shadow here that to remember the nace of the Gira Nasha, it was given a day lav, a day sheva tasa, and not a day akumva asay. So he's mazver that the whole fight with Sarishal Esav and Yaakov Avinu was, you know, B'dayim, it was a remez of theirs, that there's a Klai Yisrael is going to have a fight when Golas, with the Klai Chasara, you know, the Goyim are going to hurt us, try to kill us. And at the end of the day, Yaakov Avinu was the remez that he was able to be menatzeach over all the Goyim, and Klai Yisrael also will be able to be menatzeach over the Goyim. And this, that Klai Yisrael will be able to be Omen and Soyin in Golas, is a Gevaldi Gezach and a Merdi Gezach. But at the same time, it's a Merdi Gezach, and we want to remember that we don't look for Nisyonis. So to remember that we don't look for Nisyon, that even though it's a Gevaldi Gezach, and when it comes, we have to take on the challenge and overcome it, but it's not something that we want and we anticipate and we look forward to. Rather, you know, we'd rather just be able to sit and do our thing and learn. So to remember the Nis, how great it was, it's not a Nis that we're looking forward to, so we do it a B'derech HaDei Sheva Al-Tasa to remember that we'd rather not have it at all. But if it happens, we'll do it. That's how Ramesha wants to imagine this. Why we're here, it's done differently than any other Zeichel Nis. But the Iker reason why, the Iker time for the mitzvah, according to this Malach, is al Zeichel Nis. The Chinuch, I think famously has a different Malach, he says, I mean, not different than there, he says the whole meaning of the, not meaning the Gira Nasha, is to remember that Klai Yisrael, is for Klai Yisrael to remember for Darius that in Golos we're going to have to endure a lot, and we're going to have to deal with Esav, and it's going to be very difficult a lot at many times. And to remember that you know, that there's going to always be a Yeshua at the end, and Klai Yisrael is going to be able to overcome it, we have the Isser, the Gira Nasha, to remember this Maisa that Yaakov had with the Mahama, with Sarishal Esav, when was able to overcome it. We have the Isser Gira Nasha to remember that there's always a light at the end of the tunnel, and at the end, there's going to, like the Pasuk ends off, that Yizach HaShemesh, there'll be a Mashiach, there'll be a Pe'inim, Yitzarinim, Yigalim. And the point of remembering this is that, not just time to remember, the point is that this will give Klai Yisrael a Merdi, a Chizik, and a Muna, that there's always, you know, we always have the Echelis, and there will always be a Yeshua and Kuma L'Besayif, and Klai Yisrael will be able to overcome the Tzaras and Galas. But the Iker reason, the Chinuch saying, the Iker time of the mitzvah of the Isser Gira Nasha is gufa to remember this fight, and it should be a chizik and a muna for Klal Yisrael. So the Chinuch sounds like he's saying that the Iker reason why we don't need to get a nasha is to be able to overcome all like the tzaras, which more he sounds like he's going with it, it's like more the tzaras aguf, like the tzaras aguf that Klal Yisrael is going to have to be soluble many redifas and retzichas and galus from the Goyim, and we will be able to overcome them all with the you know, Yeshua of Hashem. So perhaps we could expand this Muhammad to not just Gufnias, but also to Ruchnias, like a Muhammad. The Ksav Sefer, when he goes through the inyan of the whole Muhammad between Yaakov and the Sar Shal Esav, he brings on two pshat in Rashi. Rashi says, Vayavik Yishimai. Rashi says that one is that it's the Lashon Avak Shay Malam Afar Braglein, that there were like a lot of movements going on. That they were holding on to each other's like bizraya, their arms. Which Rashi himself sounds like that's also a way of fighting, that each one tried to knock each other down. But he doesn't really understand that because more that's a derech of Ava, that's a way derech reyim. So what does this have to do with the fight with Sar Shal Esav? So he says, interesting Malak, which is a site, I think, famous site in the Beis Halevi, but he says it here also, as well, that what's going on over here, that Sar Shal Esav was trying to knock down Yaakov Avinu, and he was trying to, the whole night, he was trying to get him and kill him and hurt him, and he was trying to get rid of him. And he saw the mice at the end of the day that he wasn't able to. So at the end of the day, so what did he do? He decided he'll try a new tactic out to get rid of Yaakov Avinu. And that would be being his friend. And he says that really this is a remes for Golas. That, you know, Klai Yisrael, you know, has to be said with many different redifas and retzichas throughout the Golas. And the mice, we see that the more the goyim hurt us and try to kill us, if it works like carrot, that's a much more Klai Yisrael. It became starker in their amuna and became closer to HaKadosh Baruch and closer to each other. It didn't have the effect that they wanted to that it should have, that it should get rid of Klai Yisrael. He said, on the other hand, where they start trying to get close to us and they start saying they're and they say that come eat and drink with us, even though Klai Yisrael and Maisa will be able to overcome, but In this area is a Yiga Mekaf Yerf Yaakov already, that we see that he was able to have a shlita on them, and over there already Klai Yisrael, you know, starts Piyach Pesach Hashtei Se'ifim, and there's you know, they're not going to be able to be Oymed as stark as they were when the Redifas came through the Zorin Atua, through their Retzichas and their Redifas. And he says an interesting shot. He says that's really the end of the pasuk, the end of the parasha over here. It says that the Yizachloi Hashemesh Vuhutzalei Al Yerechai. So, you know, the Chinuch and all this learning, that's referring to the Gula. He says this is referring to the Yizachloi Hashemesh when there's the Yizachloi Hashemesh in Golas, when the Golas starts coming a little lighter and, you know, things start becoming a little easier, there's the Tzalei Al Yerechai. That's where Klai Yisrael starts getting a little more limping and he starts being Seach Hashtei Seifin. And so it's specifically over there. So, that would be the nekuda. I don't know if he fears the size, but that would be a geshmak abshat. No, and Yishal tuta lechinuch. That would be a reason why we don't need to get anasha to remember this nisayin that we're gonna have to be faced with Esav, where there's Esav has a greater shlita and Klai Yisrael when it comes to this inyan. So we don't need to get anasha to remember this nekuda to try to when Esav is trying to be nicer to us and trying to tell us join our society. You know, we keep away and try to stay Kaddish as much as possible. And Alderik Zed, the Mishnah Zabarin, says that this whole fight, which, you know, we're saying it has to do with Klai Yisrael's fight against Sar Shal Esav, and the Kodesh of Esav is Chumrius, and he tries to, you know, Deis Kaisvais, and no Chashivas for Ruchnias, and at the end of the day, Yaakov had to be Loichem very stark, and then he won, and the Malach says, Kirsarisa, Imalikim Anashim Atuchal. So he's Masver, the way I'm understanding, he's saying that the Klai Yisrael wants to be able to be Minatzeach Esav over all his kaiches that he tries to do with us in any way it might be. We have to use the kaich of Yaakov Avinu, which is Masver. Where's the Minyag? Just to go back and drop, he says the Yaakov Avinu was the Amud HaTorah. And he said, explains, that's why we don't find that the Sar Shal Esav had to come fight with any other of the Ovis. Was the Dafki Yaakov, which is Torah, which is, he says, is Yisrael HaKol. With Yisrael HaKol, that's where the Sar Shal Esav has to come fight. And if you want to overcome the Sar Shal Esav, the way to do it is to Nutzos the Koyach Yaakov Avinu and Sarisa Linkim Anosh Natuchal. That's only when you take it and you use it, the nutzenos, where you gear and you mevater on the gashmias and focus on the Torah and amelus. Only then, if a person taka nutzes it, the koyach of Esau, the koyach of Yaakov, mamish be yigia rabba, atzuma, then he'll be able to overcome the fight against Sarishal Esau, and he'll be able to overcome this mechama. Just to end up with one more mahalach that I didn't see this in a while, I didn't have a chance to check it out, but the King Bachaman says that the fight over here was that also that Yaakov Avinu was coming to fight, Sarishal Esau was coming to fight the Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov Avinu was Kayach HaTorah, and Kayach HaTorah, that's where the Sultan knows that he has to fight it, because once he has Torah, once Klai Yisrael has Torah, he loses the fight. And he says, he saw the whole night, he wasn't able to rear onto Yaakov Avinu. He can't hit Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was Torah, and he can't overcome Torah. So what did he do? See, he says, V'yigav Kafi Erech Yaakov. See, what's the Kafi Erech Yaakov? The Kafi Erech Yaakov is referring to the Tainfei Torah. He says he realizes he can't win over Torah. The only people he has a shlita over and he's able to affect that they shouldn't have the chashidas of Torah is the people who are tameh of Torah. And he says that's why he was saying back then, which was pack a very short time for yeshivas, I think that they had a very hard struggle. And the chat is because that's this is where the star shalisov had his main shlita over Yaakov Avinu. The main shlita was over the tamcha d'irai, so the people were the maxi of Torah. Oh, 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 oh